Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays is with Murph. Today on the show, we have our good friend and fellow radio host, Chrissy from Our Heart Radio, joining us to talk about what's been going on with her since the last time she was on, which, coincidentally enough, was exactly 1 week ago at this time. Right, Em?
This is true. I didn't think of that. But that
was exactly,
she wasn't our guest that time. She was just calling us because she loves us. This time she's our guest of the hour.
Right, exactly. And we have our guest on our own. So let's bring on one of my favorite people in this world, the incredibly talented Chrissy from Our Heart Radio. Hey, girl.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Good. Ooh, how are you?
Good. Been busy, you know, running crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good.
I understand that. You know, As I was telling the listeners, it was exactly 1 week ago at this time you were on with us again.
Oh, is it really? Oh, my God.
1 week ago at this time.
For real. So. I know.
Wow. I know. Well, yeah, and congratulations on your anniversary. That was so awesome. Can you
thank
even believe
you.
It?
No, it's so
I'm
crazy.
I'm still 1 week one week out from it. I'm still trying to process everything that went down, you know?
For real.
Yeah.
I'm trying to process everything 1 week down.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, and the fact that, first of all, that the day of the anniversary, I booked to like 5 guests in the one day.
She did.
And then
I just dropped something.
And a 6th one
that
Saturday. Yeah, I was kicking
wow.
ass. So, yeah, that was a good
That's
day.
Awesome.
It was fun.
Well, yeah, and it's so much fun because you get to talk to people that, you know, that support you guys, and that's the important
mm-hmm.
thing, you know?
Yeah, for,
it's
for
like,
sure. And I
know,
love that Pappy Peace called us because she is the love of my life. Cody told me
she is, like, my favorite person ever.
But she is the absolute love of my life. Like,
aww.
Pappy Peace and I should get married. Like, I swear to you. I told Cody I was going to propose to her the next time she's on the show. Actually, I said that last week, and then last week I just told her she's the love of my life. And she was, I don't know what she said back, but it was really funny. And I was like, I'll propose
you,
next time.
You know, you screenshotted me, Em, those DMs.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I bawled like a baby.
I know. She sent me the
I
sweetest,
completely bawled like
yeah.
a baby.
When she was on, I don't know if you were on hold when she was on the other night, but we were talking about, I had a car accident, and we were talking about it, and she said that I can use that experience to, like, help some other people not be stupid, basically, and do the same thing that happened to me, that because somebody else caused it. It was 100% their fault. And she was like, you can, like, that can show other people not to do dumb stuff like that. Well,
That's
I had
awesome.
A friend who... I said it last week. I had a friend who was killed in a car accident in Ohio, where I lived before, and she was my age. She just graduated, and I messaged Pasty, and I was like, I was just thinking about what you said, and it makes so much sense to me now. Like, it's so clear what you meant, and I just told her, I was like, this is all, like, it all makes sense to me what you were saying now, and your words mean so much to me. Like, thank you so much for that. And she sent me the nicest DM back, like, so much that one screenshot wouldn't fit it, and I sent it to Cody, and he was,
yeah,
like, crying.
Screenshot.
Yeah, but she sent me
wow.
so much back. It was just so sweet of her. She didn't have to do that, but she did,
That's
so
amazing.
It was so nice of her.
Well, I hope you feel better. How's your shoulder?
I'm a lot better. I have a couple more weeks before I have to go back to the doctor again. I'm not sure what day, and then he said after that, I'll be good to go, and I can stop, like, wearing the sling and, like, taking the medicine and all that, but...
Yeah.
I don't have to wear it all the time now, just, like, some of the time, like, when I'm out and stuff, like, when I'm at home,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to, and I just have to be careful and not pick anything up, because it's, like, back together, but not all the way, so if I pick something heavy up, it can separate it, but other than that, I'm good. So.
Oh, good. Well,
I'm back to showering alone. That's progress.
Showering alone.
We've been so. I'm telling you, my family's been real close with me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Somebody had to wash my hair for me, so.
Cody, you probably know about that, right?
Yeah, Cody knows.
It's been. When did you have your wisdom teeth cut out in him? When was that?
Oh,
about 3 months ago.
That was like right before Christmas.
Yeah,
I know it doesn't feel like long.
I'm surprised out of all the surgeries you've had and all the
for real.
all the medication you've been on. You have not drunk texted or drunk dialed me once.
No, but I did, in fact, get super emotional because I was on so much medicine when I had my wisdom teeth out. Fun story. Cody bought me a present last Christmas, and it came to my house early before Christmas. And I wasn't supposed to open it, but I didn't know that. I also didn't know who it was from. It just said my name on it, and I was like, well, it's mine, so I'm opening it. Well, Cody had actually texted my mom and said, when it gets there, can you put it under the tree for her? I want her to have it on Christmas. Well, she didn't get that in time. So it comes to my house earlier than expected, and it was the day I had my wisdom teeth out, and I was already a wreck. I had cried on the way home from the thing, and I don't remember why, but I opened it, and I started crying. I was like, you sent me the best present, and I was so happy, and I was, like, crying because it was so sweet, and I was like, I'm a mess. Literally a disaster. And then I posted on Instagram about it, like this really long thing. And then I called him, and I was such a mess. I was like crying over it because I was like, that's so thoughtful. I love this. And anyway, I have had some emotional moments because of my drugs.
On Instagram, on Instagram, you said, please excuse the IV bruise or something like that on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, because I took a picture of the bracelet. It was a bracelet, and I took a picture of it, and I had this bruise on my arm because the dude that did my IV was terrible, and he missed the first time, and it made this big bruise, and I was like, excuse the IV mark in my arm. I'm not shooting up, I swear.
I'm clean.
Yeah,
Lord.
It was a mess, but I have done a radio show on pain medicine, and I have not screwed up. And I've not acted a fool, so that's good.
Well, that's good.
It was actually...
Which is funny, because I'm a lightweight.
you know, by that time you did that show on pain meds, it was...
I've done
it
meds
was actually,
that you didn't know about. I just didn't tell
you. It was more calm than normal.
That's true. I was, like, really chill.
It was more calm and controlled than normal.
I was like, 3 weeks ago, maybe, when we had Kristen Burn on, I was totally high on pain medicine when we did that. And I was so scared I was going to screw up because I was high. And I was freaking out, but I didn't. I was really chill. And my dad has a torn rotator cuff, so we're all basically screwed in this house right now.
Oh,
and
he's
taking the same thing I am, and he can't take it at night because it keeps him up. And me, I'm kind of lightweight. It knocks me out. I'm like,
how did that happen,
after... Oh, working out. We were working out. That's how it happened. I forgot. We were doing P90X because...
Oh.
Okay, fun story.
Say no more.
We have P90X because 2 weeks before prom, I wasn't planning to go to prom, but I had a dress anyway. And I was like, I'm going to go. And then I was like, I'm not going to go. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And my dress didn't fit. And so I bought P90X. And my dress fit me in 10 days. It fit, so it works, clearly. I made it 10 days on P90X.
Clearly
works. But
clearly.
It's so intense, and we were doing something, I don't remember what, and he hurt his shoulder, and it just progressively has gotten worse, and so that's what they think it is. But, yeah, P90X definitely works. It's just really hard, but I don't care. Like, when I'm back, when I'm 100% again, I'm going back to it because it's hell, but it's, like, worth it, so.
It works.
That's how I did it. I hurt myself doing it, too, but I don't remember how. Anyway, I'll shut up now.
Anyway.
What do you guys think about GH and Michael Easton leaving?
Oh, that breaks my heart, and I don't even like Silas.
You don't? Oh, my God.
I like Michael Easton, but I don't like Silas'
character.
I just wasn't into it, but I love John McVane. Don't get me
wrong. I wish they could bring back McVane. I mean, the whole, the whole prospect part, that whole thing is like moving now. I mean, they're filing, they filed bankruptcy seven, I think.
Chapter 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I recently, I wasn't that big of a fan of him. I was like a neutral party. Like, I didn't really care. And then what happened was, I got to talking about it with somebody, and Nancy, good friend Nancy, the enabler, was like, you should watch John and Natalie on One Life to Live. Well, it's both of them. And I was like, okay, why not? So I I didn't watch that much. I just watched a few episodes.
Yeah.
I was in love, first of all.
I know.
With them together. Second of all,
yeah.
She is like the most flawless human being, like girl crush.
Yeah.
Third of all, I never even liked him, but I loved him as John McBain. And I loved him with Sam as John McBain, but Silas kind of just didn't do it for me. So,
really?
Yeah, now he just didn't do it for me.
I like Silas. My thing is, I definitely Silas. I mean, Patrick and Sam. It's like watching paint dry.
Amen.
I mean, I can't even. I fast forward. I can't even watch it. And then these scenes where, you know, they've been talking about, like with Alexis and Sam talking as if Silas, that her relationship led her to Patrick. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick.
See, I'm not into Sam and Patrick.
I know. Well, she's been on the show for 10 years, and Patrick is, you know, all of a sudden is like got eyes for her. I mean, I don't think Silas led her to anything, you know. So anyway, but
right.
You guys know about the petition, right? That they've got going
yes,
on.
I signed the petition. Even though I'm a totally neutral party, and it, whatever way happens, I'm fine with. I did sign the petition in support of everybody else. So
I did.
But it sucks that he just left. I mean, there's so many other people, that he was just like, there's so many other people I'd rather, like, kick off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, y'all, we actually have a caller on hold, believe it or not.
Did hell freeze over?
I don't know.
Okay, well, bring him on. That better not be a celebrity that heard me say that.
Oh, that's so funny.
347, your own.
Hello, Chrissy?
Yes.
Yeah, 347, hey.
Jackie.
Hey.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? How's your mom?
It's a long story. It's a long story.
Oh, my God.
But I'm here. I'm here with you. You know
that's
I would
so
be.
Cool. I know. That's so sweet. Jackie, she's part of the whole... Well, she loved Michael Easton as well, and she signed the petition too. And I mean, we're lifelong fans of Michael Easton because he was on Days of Our Lives. Yeah.
So that's what we call. I think we should call us the lifers because I've been there since day one. But I did miss two years. So I'm a bad fan, but I did miss 2 years between Days of Our Lives and.
Portal.
I saw most of the stuff. But now I see everything on YouTube, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
YouTube is a gift. I love it so much. Like, especially for old
episodes.
I love
YouTube.
Because I watch Days of Our Lives on there, like really old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with Steve and Kayla. Don't even get me started.
Oh!
Right? Thank you. Someone that understands.
Oh,
he doesn't get it. Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, yes. Cody,
they're the loves of my life.
Cody,
anyway,
First of all, Stephen Nichols, and then the patch, and just the, oh,
yeah. Glad you get it. No, okay,
but,
because, yeah, absolutely.
But, anyway, but I'm short on time, but I just wanted to call in and just say,
Everyone,
please support Michael in anything he does, and we know how good he is. We all know this. And it was handed a bad rap, and even though some people didn't like Silas, some people love John, some people like other characters,
Caleb, but
the only thing is that when given the right material, Michael always delivers. And no one can tell me anything give me someone who disagrees with me, because I don't see anyone that disagrees with me.
Yep.
He's definitely a consistent performer, and he like always brings his A-game no matter what he does. So I respect him so much for that. And like I said earlier,
right,
Silas was not my favorite. I love John McVay. So I hope that this is
and
the
I
best
respect
team,
that because
so.
Me personally, I fell in love with Silas. But
yeah,
but that's beside the point. It's over, and I don't think they're going to change it. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they will find a place for him, and if not, maybe somebody else will pick him up and have a place for him on their show. That would be great because he's definitely a great actor and a consistent performer throughout all of his roles. So that would be awesome.
Right. We should all look toward the future because Michael's looking toward the future.
Yeah,
for sure,
definitely.
And whoever has ever met him knows that.
Oh, yeah, he's adorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
And,
go ahead.
Now, what were you going to say?
I was waiting for you.
No, I was just saying, looks like we've got another caller on the line. But,
for real?
Go ahead and finish up if you want to. Yeah, yes, for real.
Wow. Chrissy, you need to come on the show more often. People know we exist when you're around.
Oh. Well, Jackie, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
okay,
thank
Chrissy.
You.
Chrissy, I'll talk to you later. I need to ask you something, so I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, thanks, girl.
Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy.
Love
bye,
you.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. I'll pick up this other line here. Hold on.
That shocked me. Like, I'm confused. We never have people call us.
Seriously,
we don't. Well, they used to call us all the time. And then they got tired of us.
817, hello?
Hello?
817? Yes, hello?
817?
And they just dropped. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
They tried.
They
still called. That's what counts. Okay,
oh,
while we're waiting.
Listening.
While we're waiting, I have to say this about Stephen Nichols. I was going to make the comparison a minute ago, but I was like, I don't know if anybody will get my reference. Okay, the whole Stephen Nichols playing Steve on Days of Our Lives versus Stefan Cassadine is the same way I feel about Silas versus John McVay. John McVay is so great to me, and I don't like Silas. The same way I feel about Steve versus Stefan. Like, I love Steve, but I think it's the iPad, to be honest. Like, I'm not even sure.
Well,
and I don't like Stefan.
Okay.
So
I was fine with Stefan. I was fine with Stefan. I didn't like Catherine and Stefan like I like Stephen.
Yeah.
And I
exactly.
don't know what the difference was with that because it's the same two actors. I mean, I was glad they were, you know, working together, but it just
Absolutely.
Wasn't the same. Stephen and
yeah.
Kayla were just so, and I think a lot of
they're so good.
Story.
I just can't.
Well,
yeah.
And it's the story.
It goes a lot. With the story
yeah.
and the characters that they're playing. Because, I mean, two characters who are so great together on one show can play two different characters together on another show, and the chemistry's there, but it's not as good as it was before.
Exactly.
You know, and
Stefan and Catherine before I ever watched Steve and Kayla, and when I watched Steve and Kayla, I was like, what have I been missing? So,
you know, and speaking of Stefan, and I will tell you this, we had, Robert Tucker Kelly on the show one time.
Oh,
I was not here, though,
so
I can't say anything about it.
He's great. Isn't he great? He's so much fun.
I missed
it. He's so intelligent.
Isn't
that
he
man
great?
Is just so intelligent.
And when, you know,
he
was,
is.
I don't know why I didn't think so. Like, you know, I just don't see so good looking. You know what I mean? But he was just
no,
so,
I know.
And very, like, very forthcoming. Great to talk to. I mean, you know, and he's
mm-hmm.
laughing.
Right.
Yeah. And so what did he say on
I
his
agree.
Show? I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on last year, I think, or so.
It was before
oh, okay.
I was here. No, it was longer than that.
Oh, yeah, was it? I think it was like a month or two before you or something like that.
Of course I missed it by a month. You should get him back on for me, wink, wink.
I wish that's my contact
like,
in 2 hours
a day. I hate when Cody has really good guests on, but they were, like, all before I got here, and I was like, well, guess I missed that opportunity.
But we did have Mary Beth Evans on together, and so I was I'm okay with like missing some people because I got Mary Beth Evans.
Yeah.
Who is the queen? I love her so much. I want her back.
I know she's great. I know she's fun to talk to too. Did talk to her about the bay and all that.
Yeah, and we talked about her cooking and everything. And somebody, fun story, before she came on the show, I wasn't familiar with her. I didn't watch Steve and Kayla or anything. So I was, I didn't really know where I was headed with it. Well, I was, supposed to do the interview because even though I didn't know that, I was, in love with her anyway. So somebody on my blog was like, you should ask her, on a scale of 1 to 10, how great of a kisser Steve and Nichols is. And I'm like, I'm not asking a stranger that question. I was like, I'm not asking that. She's a stranger. But then after we got talking, I was like, oh, that would have totally been okay. Like, after the show was over, I'm like, that would have totally been a fine question based on the conversation we had. So I promised Kathy, signed on the dotted line the next time. Number one, Kathy's going to help us the next time she comes back because Kathy loves her too. Number two, we will find out. We didn't know what... like, if it was okay, basically, because we weren't really familiar with her. But now, once we talked to her, we realized she was totally open to any conversation. It's all good.
You know, and that brings up a interesting point. With me and another person on the way with them, the guests we have on, I mean, it's, of course, I'll research every one of these guests. There's just no question in that, but it's always a struggle with me what questions are fine and what questions are off limits.
Yeah.
It's always a struggle.
How great of a kid is Stephen Nichols? Yeah, I feel you. But sometimes you realize that, it's okay to say whatever because that's how they are with you, but sometimes you don't know. There have been interviews where I've been so uncomfortable and I couldn't wait for it to end, which sounds terrible. But that's honestly how I felt. I was so uncomfortable with the person. And then there's interviews where I can say whatever, I can ask whatever, and they'll answer me and tell me how they really feel about it.
Honestly, exactly.
But there have been times where, everybody's had that moment where they're so uncomfortable and you don't know what to say because no matter what you say, you don't get anything back. Like, you get very little response to work with.
I was just going to say, speaking from personal experience, I love the interviews where you never know what's going to happen, but you never know what's going to come out of the guest's mouth. And, I mean, and the conversation just flows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the best. And I find that, you just they're just people like you and me. It's just that they have a whole job. You know,
for real.
That's the same way I look at it.
Yeah, and I find that, if you just talk to them, it's so funny because I got to talk to, a friend of mine. Actually, Leah McKendrick, right? You know Leah.
I do.
She,
oh, my God, I love Leah.
I know. She's wonderful. Well, I
adore Leah.
I did an interview with her, it's been a couple of months now. I did an article for her because she was doing some stuff. And then a couple of weeks ago, she messaged a friend of hers that is going to be on The Vampire Diary and is one of the new vampires in town and was like, hey, you need to get interviewed by Chrissy. So I thought that was so cool,
That is cool.
And this guy didn't know who I was at all. And then, we started talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is fun, because they don't want to be the idea is to, make it, like this, more conversational, and not, just shooting them questions where they're, under the gun or something,
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, people, it's so... uncomfortable where you're like, I don't know what I can say. And at the end of the day, most of these people are still strangers to us, so you don't really know what's okay to say to a stranger. But people like Patsy Pease, we've had Patsy Pease on the show 100 times, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I would literally say anything to her, and she's the same way.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what it is, I'm pretty sure it will be okay, because that's
how
it is. Kristen Burt is the same way. Kristen Burt has been on the show 5 times. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's a reporter.
That's so cool.
She's on our show like 5 times, and we're really good friends. And Kristen Burt, honestly, we could sit here and talk about anything, and it would not be a problem.
Right.
But then some people come on, and you're like, I don't want you to come back. That sounds so bad. I don't mean that, but it feels like that sometimes.
Right. Well, you know, I've got to ask you guys. I need to know because you guys know. I don't know. I know Cody knows. I don't know if you know, but, you know, Sleepy Hollow is, like, my number one show ever. I'm, like, obsessed with Sleepy Hollow. Did you guys watch it? Because you need to watch
it.
Nope,
I've never seen
it. Your assignment. Done. I mean,
oh, God,
honestly,
we're getting homework. God.
I know.
You guys are going to come on my Sleepy Hollow Attic show, and I'm going to give you a quiz because you need to I want you to watch the pilot episode.
After college.
I know. I want you to watch the pilot episode and then the season 2 finale, and then you're going to come on my show when I start doing that show. And you're going to be like, because it is. It starts back up in October 1st, and it's going to be on Thursdays at 9. And you guys have to actually, yes, you have to, you definitely have to watch it, and you got to get your friends to watch it and watch it, because it's so good. And I mean,
my sister watches that, so.
Thursdays are going to be tough. Because it's a tough night, you know, with all the good shows are on. But Sleepy Hollow is the best, so you gotta watch it.
Okay.
Follow-up
question: Have you watched Winterthorn, or has an episode of that show come out yet? I think it has.
I think it comes out tonight.
My episode
is
coming out now, actually.
Yeah.
I want to watch. We'll watch, and then we'll all talk about it on another show.
All right. I will tell you. It's gonna be brilliant. So,
I can't wait to see that. Okay, follow-up question again. Do you watch, what do we watch? First of all, Cody, I'm obsessed with, like, a million shows. Do you watch the original, CSI, like the one in Vegas that's about to go off the air?
You know what? It's so funny you ask me. I watched it for the first, 4 years, and then I haven't watched it lately. No.
I haven't
but
it's going off, and I have to watch this time.
No, I watched The Vampire Diaries, the originals, The Walking Dead, of course. What else do I watch? Minority Report is another show that's coming out on Fox. It's actually, I don't know. I think it's worth maybe checking out, but I'm not sure about it yet. I haven't made up my mind on that one. But you know, anything like that is pretty, I'm trying to think, what else do I watch that I'm, of course, The X-Files is coming back January 24th.
Yes, I'm going to watch that.
Oh, my God. No,
Anderson. I think she's fabulous. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. And David, well, let me tell you guys, I mean, when it was originally on, I was like, as crazy as I am for Sleepy Hollow, I was with The X-Files. and it was so funny because it worked. At work, I used to have this, desktop, and I had all these pictures of David Duchovny and, Scully and Mulder or whatever, and I used to work at a law office, and so all the attorneys, they'd come by my desk, and they'd just sit to watch, what pictures do you have this week on?
That's awesome.
That's the way I am with CSI. That show was my, childhood, and it breaks my heart that it's going off. It's been on so long, so it's, it's run its course. But that is my addiction. I remember, I was, in fifth grade when I started getting into that show. I was, 10 years old. I was in love with that show. I was also in love with William Peterson, who could have been my grandfather at the time. Still could. I love him, and I think he's brilliant.
We only have about 30 seconds, but...
No, I want to keep talking.
real quick, Chrissy, tell us what you're... What you're doing now is Our Heart Still Going? How's that going for you?
Yeah. Well, what I'm doing tonight, I actually have a show, Our Heart. We're going to be talking about, I'm doing the fall preview for Sleepy Hollow, The Vampire Diaries, and the originals, and I've got a lot of information to give out. So I do that. I do Sleepy Hollow Attic is going to come back probably the end of September, just before the new episode airs. And those ones will be on every Friday because the show's on Thursdays at 9 now. And then I write for Blog Critics, and I also write, of course, for my blog, Our Heart Network, and I do that. And then I cover stuff. I go to different, you know, different events, and it's been fun.
You're a busy girl.
Having a blast. Yeah.
You're a busy, busy girl. You know. Yeah. I have to tell you this right now. I have to tell you this right now. I would not be here if it weren't for you, Chrissy.
Aww.
I would not be here doing this.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm glad that I did inspired you. I mean, I would not be here. Let me tell you this real quick. Lexi Ainsworth is back, of course, on GH, I think, next week for a short stint. And Our Heart Radio would not exist without Lexi Ainsworth and Nathan Parsons because it came out from stemmed from the Reluctant Heart fan board that I used to have for them. So everything I've done since then, I owe to them. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're doing so good, you guys, and I'm proud of you.
Cody, I have a deep question for you. Deep.
Oh, good Lord.
Shut up. Do you think that if you'd have never met me, well, shit, I just dropped my pen. Anyway, do you think if you'd have never met me, you'd still be doing this?
Possibly.
Isn't that a hard question? Like, if you never met me, think of the things.
Possibly.
First of all, think of the things you would have missed. Just saying.
Exactly.
But honestly, do you think you would have lasted this long if you had been all by yourself?
Probably not. I mean, but seriously though, before this radio show got started, I would call into a Chrissy show all the time when she would have a soap stars on you. You remember that, Chrissy?
Yeah, we had so much fun.
I would call in pretty much weekly.
We
need to get some soap stars on here that we haven't had in a while and, like, bring that back because it's been a minute.
Yeah,
we have
do. I'll work on that again for you. But 30 minutes just blew by, hadn't it?
I know. I'm having so much fun. I don't want it to be over.
Chrissy, we both wanted to thank you again for, you know, taking as much time as you've taken talking to us or whatever, you know, and it's always fun catching up with you.
Oh, yeah. You guys, too. I love you very much, and I'm
so happy
that you're doing well.
Yeah,
and
we'll watch your show, Sleep Power, and then we'll come on your show to talk
come
about
do your show sometime.
Show.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I mark my word.
Girl.
It's going to happen. I'll send you a tweet.
Okay.
Girl, love you.
Love you, too. Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, she is a cool chick.
Oh, for real. I love her. Every time she calls us, it's so awesome. So we have a lot of announcements. So let me mosey my little calendar across the room. I can actually get out of this chair, unlike the last one. Okay, so tomorrow we're doing a GH recap for the first time in a million years. Lord willing, because it's been tragic trying to get one back on. The 29th, we have singer Jessie Lee Cates, so she's coming on. So we have 3 shows in 3 days, and you all better call us again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Cody's leaving
better.
To go to Canada without me.
So I'm
going
out of the country. I'm skipping the country.
So, yeah, I can't go, unfortunately, because I don't have a passport. So
I'm
not going.
The country. Thank you so much, criminal.
Anyway,
I'm good.
Next Wednesday, the 2nd, we have a cast announcement show, Dancing with the Stars, with Kristen Burt. And Kathy's going to be here, even though she says, I texted her last night and told her that we had that scheduled. And she goes, I know zero about that show. And I said, well, it's good that it's just a cast announcement where we're going to talk about each person and a little bit about who they are.
Which not a recap or anything, right? Exactly.
Yeah. So then we're going to probably do a GH recap Friday. No, well, maybe. Yeah, because I'll have Kathy. So I guess we will. The 7th, guys, is Cody's birthday, so you should all tweet at him. You're welcome.
Oh, Lord.
The 8th, we have the singer. Expecting what?
Every year on my birthday, my phone pretty much blows up every year on my birthday.
Me too.
Why,
my Twitter goes crazy.
I have so many nice people that send me tweets, and I love it. Anyway, we have singer Corey. Yeah, absolutely. We have singer Corey and Faith. And then on the 15th, we have, that's my birthday, guys, so tweet me.
The love of your life is back.
The love of my life, Patsy Pease. I swear she's my best friend in the world. I love her so much. And she's coming back. And then the 22nd, we have Bonnie Irwin back because she's my best friend. And I told her she needed to have
her back. She's
there too. And then we have a loose scheduled date. We have on the 23rd, we possibly have Crystal Ayers coming on. We're pretty firm on that, but we have to just, like, play it by ear because it's kind of far away. So we're just, like, for now, that's the tentative schedule, but she said she's good for that day, but she'll be here unless something changes, so that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
right.
Yeah, Tony, I might be going to an awards show, and if somebody could send me a DM back.
Possibly. And,
anyway.
Speaking of Jesse Lee Cates, this will be brought up on Saturday, though, but she has invited me to come up to Nashville October 9th and watch her perform.
Which I would love to do. So if I can get that scheduled and organized where have time, I would love to do that. That'd be so fun. I want to go back to Nashville. I want to go on a weekend so I can go, like, play the hat trick on Saturday and then do something. So, hopefully. Well, I was thinking, because that award show that we've been invited to is the 27th, and it's a Sunday, so I was thinking we can go to the Hatchery Saturday night and then go Sunday, but I have to figure out what's going on first before we get excited.
Another piece of info, my friends, the Springs, last time I saw them, they told me that they were playing Dixon on New Year's Eve. So we have to go.
I would love to go, but I might throw a party. So I don't know, because my parents used to be, back in the day, when I was a fetus, literally.
Party
my
years.
Parents, yeah, well, when I was, and then I was baby, when I was born and stuff. Okay, my parents used to throw a party every single year on New Year's. Like, their house is the place to be. Everybody would come to the house. Yeah, and
mine
they would put
too.
Out, like, card tables, and they would have everybody play cards, and my parents
play
Rook.
And everything? Yes, exactly.
Your parents play Rook, too? Please come visit me and play with
they
me.
Used to. Yes,
it's so much fun, and you can only play with four people, so you have to have a bunch of different games happening at once, of course, but that is my favorite. It is so fun. So we normally
they
did,
Rook,
they used
play
to do that.
They
so.
Play, yeah.
Yeah, well, now that my parents are back here, they got all their friends around here, so... We're probably going to have a party. I don't know, though. That would be nice, though. I would love to have a party, and I would love to have Graham come visit and stuff. So we'll see. Also, he moved into his dorm while we're talking about our lives. Do we have 5 minutes for that? Yes, we have five minutes. Yes, okay. Graham moved into his dorm at Huntsville on the 14th, so that's exciting. He's here now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, since everybody already knows about my business because I tell it anyway. I'll just share with you. Olivia moved into her dorm. That's my best friend. Not my best friend. Cody's my best friend. Olivia's my other best friend. Cody's like my best friend above everyone else. And then, like, I have my other friends. Anyway, Cody's in a category. We're in, like, different categories of best friends. Like, Cody's my all-time best friend, like, ride or die. And then Olivia is, like, my best cool friend. So... She moved into her dorm, and so she's going to come visit me the weekend of her birthday because she said now she's in college, she can do whatever she wants without having to ask. So she's coming for my birthday. And Cody needs to come party with me soon.
I hope. I'm back home for my birthday. And now somewhere between Boston and home. I hope I'm back home.
Yeah, that would suck. But if you're somewhere fun to go have dinner or something, so that would be okay.
Right, exactly.
Like, you can come visit for my birthday.
I'll tell you this real quick, and we have to wrap up. But for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been in a parts unknown on my birthday. I have been in parts unknown.
You always go for your birthday. Like, I don't understand why you don't go a week earlier or a week later.
But the way the schedule's looking now, I will be home for my birthday on the 7th. I will be home. So.
Lord willing that Cody doesn't get stuck somewhere.
Exactly.
But you'll
but
have
anyway.
Fun. I told him, guys, fun story really quick. We have 5 minutes. We're good. I told him the other day that I better get an I Love New York t-shirt. And I told him also that he has to have the same one so we can wear them together and be those people.
Be those people. That's fine.
Good time.
That's hilarious. You know,
there's always those people.
I Love New York t-shirt. I do have one of those.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now I need one, and then we can wear them when we hang out, and people will think we're like those people.
Those people. Hey, did you know if you wear a I Love New York t-shirt in New York City, New York
you're
people will scowl at you?
Yeah, because that is like the tourist label. That's like putting
that's
on a hat to a tourist.
That's strange
to
us. New Yorkers will pretty much disown you.
Well, that's like coming here and wearing like a Smith Lake t-shirt. Like, for real?
Exactly.
Or a Nashville t-shirt in Tennessee. Like, that's
what you're wearing an Auburn t-shirt.
Hey, shut up. No, when people wear, like, around
or,
in Tennessee, they or what?
Yet, wearing a Bama t-shirt.
Okay, that is not tourist. That's just idiot.
That's
just idiot. No, did you see the picture I sent you that said Bama Field goal line?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I laughed my butt off over that.
That was incredible. Of course, I'm not a Bama fan myself. I cannot stand Bama. Sorry, Megan.
Yeah, me either. I'm an Auburn fan, so I don't really care.
Sorry, Megan.
But
I'm a Tennessee fan.
Yeah, we
always have been, always will be.
I was going to put an Auburn shirt on the teddy bear I made you at Build-A-Bear, but I thought better of it.
Yeah, that would have been pretty.
An Auburn shirt in the back says Emily wasn't here. No, honestly, I don't hate Alabama, but I don't like them either. So whenever I see somebody, like, doing something stupid on the road and they have an Alabama tag, I'm like, well, that explains it.
Are they winning
like,
too much for me, I mean?
Yesterday, yeah, you like the teams that lose too much. Yesterday, I saw
Don't knock Tennessee.
I'm not knocking them. I just don't like them. Anyway, yesterday I saw a red Challenger with a white stripe, like, up in the middle. I was like, that has to be an Alabama fan because, number one, nobody around here, you either root for Alabama or you root for Auburn, and an Auburn fan ain't driving a red car with a white stripe.
That's true.
Anyway, we'll
as
shut up
Alabama
now about
fan.
Our football rivalry.
Yes,
but it's only a few more days, September 5th.
Yes, it is. All right, girl.
Amen.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with Chrissy from All Heart Radio. It's always fun having a Chrissy on the show. There's never a dull moment. Like Emma said, tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll have a GH recap at 5 p.m. Central, and then Saturday at 5 p.m. Central as well, we'll have singer-songwriter Jesse Lee Cates. And the 8th, I'll be gone the week of the 31st. So, Emma's taking over the show then. On the 8th, we have pop singer Corey Ann joining us. On the 15th, we have our dear friend Patsy Pease back. I think it's all the announcements. So I'm going to end the episode right here before Blog Talk forcibly removes me from the network. So you've been listening to Weekdays of the Month. Thank you and goodbye.